If you drive or ride an electric vehicle, EV, around Coquitlam city center, changes are on the way. This week, the municipality announced it will now cost EV owners $1 for 2 hours and $2 for more time to charge at its six Level 1 stations in the neighborhood. Free units in the City Hall Visitor Parkade 3000 Guilford Way, opposite the existing Level 2 charger. Susers can access the station's 24/7 free units at the City Center branch of the Coquitlam Public Library 1169 Pine Tree Way, off the initial driving aisle. Users can charge for up to 4 hours. No overnight parking is allowed. The fee, which comes after a pilot program, will cover the bill for the electricity and maintenance of the charging stations. EV owners need to bring their own charging cable. The city also has 10 Level 2 EV station sites where drivers pay $1 an hour for the first 2 hours or $5 after that time limit. Its Level 2 EV stations, which have chargers attached, are located at Burke Mountain Discovery Centro Ne Dual Station City Center Aquatic Centretu Stalls Coquitlam City Haltu Stalls in the Visitor Parking Coquitlam Public Library Poirier Brank Free Stalls Emerson Street 1 Dual Station located on street just south of Como Lake Avenue Evergreen Cultural Centretu Dual Stations King Albert Avenue 4 Stalls beside Blue Mountain Park Millardville Community Center 1 Dual Station in the Underground Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex 2 Stalls Tennis Center 2 Stalls E-Scooters, Bikes. Meanwhile, Coquitlam City Council last month extended the electric kick scooter pilot project to April 2028. Officially launched in City Center last summer with Neuron and Lime, the provincial program aims to provide zero-emission transportation modes to participating municipalities. Jamie Bone, Coquitlam's General Manager of Engineering and Public Works, told Council that the city's e-mobility program has been extremely successful, with 55,000 trips in the first 6 months, or 300 trips a day, on e-bikes and e-scooters. Still, city staff and local politicians took a lot of heat from residents, business owners and TransLink about abandoned vehicles, he said. Bone said city staff worked with the vendors on compliance and added new drop-off locations around city center, which cut the number of complaints. As a result, city center now has 21 dockless micromobility stations, white paint and signage to show where to park devices, as well as flexible parking along streets, at intersection corners and along boulevards outside of the designated 7.24 sq m zone. It's something new, Count Robert Mazzarolo said. It's a learning curve, and with the population growth for city center over the next 20 years, commuters will have to figure out how to get around without a gas guzzler, he said, by walking, cycling or scootering to their neighborhood destination. Last year, Coquitlam's e-mobility pilot program brought in about $24,000 for the city. At Tri-City News, e-scooters are here. Kick scooter hashtag Tri-City News hashtag Coquitlam hashtag City Center hashtag a scooter hashtag e-scooters hashtag CapCut hashtag what are we driving musical note original sound, Tri-City News.